his praying to his Gurudev that when he took birth at once there was no sanskar. You know sanskar? If anyone has this sacred sanskar of Upanayan, then he can read Srimad Bhagavatam or Upanishad or any mantra he can utter, otherwise not. So he had not caught his link with her mother. He was not pure. Coming from his womb of her mother, he at once ran to forest. His father Vyasadeva was calling him, oh son, where you are going? He did not reply anything, but instead of him, the forest echoed, oh son. No relation of son and father here. Who is father? Who is son? Who is wife? Who is husband? All these relations are false. Why you are calling son? Hirani entered in the very deep forest. He saw that there were some ladies, naked quite, taking bath in a very sacred pond. Vyasa was persuading his son, and Sukadeva Goswami was going. The girls were naked. They did not care for Sukadeva Goswami. He was a boy like 16 years old. He was in his mother's womb 16 years. And now he was beautiful, young, naked, quiet, going. The lady saw, but no effect. They were, as usually, they were taking bath. But when Vyas came, he was an old person, big, white hair, and big hair, white hair. He came, the ladies became simple, and they came out of the water and they took their clothes and very simple way mode. They began to apologize. Beg apology to Vyasadeva. But Vyasadeva told that I wondered that my son was going, he was at the age of 16, very young. You did not any shame for my son, but I am so old that you are like daughters of daughters to me. I am so much older than 400 years age my. But you are shaming from me. They told that you are asking from us that why we are sinful. And you are saying that we are girls. But he has nothing to do with us. No question. He thought that they are like dry woods. And he went down. Then Vyasa was so worried, he returned to home, his cottage, and wondered how I can again call this my son, because I have completed Srimad Bhagavatam. In this world I am saying that no one is qualified to read this, to study this. This boy is actually very qualified. Nothing. No attachment for worldly things. No attachment. He does not know that I am his father, anyone his mother, and no attachment, no clothes, quite naked, no shame at all. And he is realized so. So if I can charm him, and anyhow I will manage to bring that my son returned in my cottage, I can. Try to study.
Teach him
Srimad Bhagavatam. So, one day he was seeing that some hunters were going in the forest. He called them. Why you are going to forest? They told that we are hunters. We go to take any birds and parrots, so many things, deer, we hunt them. We can take their places, or we can take parrots and all other birds and we sell to others for maintaining our lives. Oh, I will give you mantra. You should try to be my disciple, and I will give a very powerful mantra that easily you will be successful in catching birds and doing all things. He wrote some verses and he told that you should remember this verse. Varaha pidam natavara bapu karnayo karnikaram bibhradabasa kanaka kapisham vayayanti jamalam arandhana venuradarsutaya purayan gopapindai brindarannam sabadaramanam prabhisatagetakati. He taught them how to pronounce it very lovely and affectionately. Their voice was so sweet. He selected some hunters who were young, and he taught them first this look. And he told that you should go and in forest you should loudly sing this mantra. Automatically, so many birds will come, so parrot and all others. They went in forest and loudly they sang this slok. It is the slok in which Krishna highest beautifulness is told there. How Krishna is beautiful. Like a very kishore boy having flutes, very affectionately seeing, searching anything, calling in bansi, having pick up feather here, some Vaijayanti mala here from neck to feet. One flower.
Kanerful
means?
Yellow flower.
His mouth, the mouth of the flower always towards sun. Always. So it will move. The mouth of the flower will also move towards sun. Yellow. Krishna body is like Shyam and this flower is yellow. So very beautiful matching. Keeping one flower here and sometimes that very flower here like a very beautiful young personality. Covered and surrounded by so many sakhas there. And all are telling him sadhu, sadhu. Hearing his flute voice. All are charmed. Even all are charmed. Not only men and women, but all the animals, everyone. When they were shouting this mantra, uttering, at once they saw that so many parrots, so many birds were in their trap. They become so pleased. At once this Sukh Goswami also came. And he was telling, where you have got this slok? Who taught you? He told that there is a rishi, his name is Vedavyasa. he has taught me this. Can you ask him? This is the beauty of that supreme personality of Godhead. What are his quality? You should ask and tell me another day. When they returned, they were so happy, and they met Vyasa and told, one Sukh, a boy came of 16, very beautiful, and he has asked that, you have told the beauty of Krishna, but can you tell the qualities of Krishna? What are his qualities? Then Vyasa told, again taught one sloka. And that sloka was Aho Vakiyam Sanakalakutam Jighansaya Payadaya Prasadvi Levedatim Tanudhatru Chitam Toto Kangva Dayalum Saranam Prajima. The meaning of this sloka was that Putana, who was drinking the bloods of newborn child, murdering them, choosing, shocking the blood, always killing boys here and there. She was so cruel. She took so much poison in her breast, and she wanted to kill Krishna. She went in Braj. Having a shape like mother, and he came in the courtyard of Nanda Baba, Yashoda Devi, and he at once took Krishna in her lap, and gave poisonous breast in the mouth of so beautiful, soft Krishna. Krishna closed his eyes, and he sucked so much poison with her soul and life. And thus he made him his mother. He pured his soul, and forever he made like his mother. So in this world there is not anyone merciful like Krishna. Anyone can go to him, and he will never give up him. He will accept all, whether he will be demon, not demon, animal, anything he may be. But those who will go to Krishna, Krishna will cure and purify his heart and give liberation easily. What to tell of liberation he will give? His own service in Braja. So he is Sukhdev. At once attracted, and he came running to his father. Where is that old person? And he came nearby to Das and fell flat on the lotus feet of Das. I want to read the book in which you have compiled all these things. I want to hear. I want to read and study the book. He has admitted in Srimad Bhagavatam that I was impersonal. What?
Impersonalist.
But by the mercy of Vyas, he taught me Srimad Bhagavatam. And I became Rasik Bhakta Vaishnava. So I want to get some Krishna Katha from that Srimad Bhagavatam. From tomorrow, I will try to explain Srimad Bhagavatam. The characteristics of Krishna, Balya Leela, Pauganda Leela, and Kishore Leela. In them, there are so many teachings of bhakti and everything. So you should hear it patiently. The glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and everything will come in that. Gaur Pramana. Now you can do a kirtan, and after kirtan you can do aarti here, and after aarti and you can do parikrama, and then in morning also there will be class. If I will be okay, then I will do 10 minutes or 50 minutes. Otherwise, any devotee like Nirgun Prabhu, Gopinda Prabhu, Shyam Rani, Urukam Prabhu, Govinda Prabhu has come. Yes, our what name? Navadip Prabhu.